The Count of Monte Cristo by Alexandre Dumas. Page 104.
France, 1815. At the age of 19, Edmond Danté had the perfect life. He was engaged to a beautiful young woman, Mercedes, and he was about to become the captain of a ship. One day, while he was working on the ship, the captain called him to his office. "I want you to do something very important for me," said the captain. "Take this letter to Napoleon Bonaparte. He lives on a small island close to France."
"Napoleon? Isn't he the enemy of the King of France?" asked Danté.
"Yes, you're right. So you must be very careful. If the king finds out that you have taken a letter to Napoleon, he'll put you in prison. But I know I can trust you with this secret, Danté. You're my best sailor." Danté did what the captain asked, but he knew it was dangerous. "The captain is probably a spy for Napoleon," Danté thought to himself. "I hope he isn't going to harm the King of France." The next day, Danté arrived on the small island, and Napoleon came to meet him.
"Thank you," said Napoleon. "You are a very brave man. Here is a reward for you."
Napoleon gave Danté a bag of gold coins.
"I've got a message for your captain, too. Please take this letter to him and have a safe journey back to France."
"I can't believe it," thought Danté happily. "Now I can pay for my wedding. I must go to Mercedes and tell her."
Danté travelled to his fiancée's home. A beautiful girl opened the door.
"Danté," exclaimed Mercedes, "I'm so happy to see you."
"Mercedes, look," Danté said, holding the bag of coins. "Now we can be married."
"Oh, that's wonderful. Let's get married tomorrow,"
Mercedes said excitedly. She threw her arms around Danté, and as they hugged, the letter fell out of Dante's pocket. A man was watching Danté and Mercedes from the street. His name was Fernand. He was very jealous of Danté because he also loved Mercedes. When he heard them planning their wedding, he didn't know what to do. Then, when they left, he saw the letter on the ground and picked it up.
"This is a letter from Napoleon," said Fernand in shock. "If the king finds out about this, Danté will go to prison. And then I will be able to marry Mercedes. But they are getting married tomorrow, so I must hurry."
The following day, Danté and Mercedes had a meal with their friends before their wedding. All the sailors from Danté's ship were there, celebrating with them. After the meal, they walked to the church. Just as Danté and Mercedes were going into the church, 10 guards arrived.
"Edmond Danté, you helped Napoleon and he is an enemy of the king. We are taking you to prison," they said. The crowd was shocked.
As the police took Danté away, Mercedes ran after him, crying.
"Don't worry, Mercedes. I will try to return to you soon, my love," shouted Danté as the guards took him away.
He was taken by boat to a prison on an island. 5 years later, no one was allowed to visit Danté for years, and no one even knew if he was still alive. Mercedes realized that she would probably never see him again, so she finally agreed to marry Fernand. The couple moved to Paris and had a son, who they named Albert. Danté was very lonely in prison. Then one morning, he heard someone knocking on his wall.
"Who's there?"
he whispered. He didn't want the guards to hear him.
"Are you alone?"
a voice asked.
"Yes, the prison guard has left."
Suddenly, a hole in the floor opened, and an old priest climbed into Danté's cell.
He was the prisoner from the next cell, and he had dug a tunnel to Dante's cell. The priest was very clever. He spoke 5 languages and had studied law and medicine. The priest and Dante became good friends, and Dante learned many things from him. But the priest was an old man, and he became ill. Dante visited him in his cell every day and sat by his bed for hours. One night, the priest gave Dante a piece of paper.
"Edmund, I haven't got much time left. I want you to take this. It's a secret map. It will show you where some treasure is hidden on the island of Monte Cristo."
Then the priest closed his eyes for the last time. Sadly, Dante sat on the bed and said goodbye to the only true friend he had ever had. He took the paper and held it up to the candle to look at it more closely. Dante went back to his cell. Later that night, the prison guards came and covered the priest with a blanket. Dante realized he had to find a way to get out of the prison.
"I will pretend to be the dead priest," he thought. He went to the priest's cell, put on the priest's clothes, and got into his bed.
He pulled the blanket over his head.
"Tomorrow, when they take me away, I'll escape."
The next day, the guards came. They put Dante in a bag and sent the bag on a ship. To his surprise, Dante felt them tie a huge weight onto his feet. Then they threw him into the sea. The weight pulled Dante down. He was drowning. At the last minute, he managed to make a hole in the bag and swam up for air. Dante swam for hours in the rough sea. Finally, he saw a ship. He shouted and waved until the sailors saw him. They picked him up and gave him something to drink. When Dante looked at them, he saw that they were pirates.
"Who are you?"
asked one of the men. He had long hair and a beard.
"I'm Dante. I'm a sailor. Thank you for saving me."
"What are we going to do with you now?"
asked the captain, annoyed.
"Anything you want," answered Dante. "I'm a good sailor, and I know the sea very well. I can work for you."
The pirates let Dante stay, and they sailed for many days. Dante was a good worker, and the pirates liked him. The pirates had heard there was treasure on the island of Monte Cristo, and they were going to find it. Dante couldn't believe his luck. They sailed to the island, and the pirates got off the ship. They spent 3 days searching everywhere for the treasure, but they couldn't find it.
"Come on, let's go," said the captain angrily. "There's no treasure here. We're wasting our time."
Suddenly, Dante fell to the ground.
"Oh, my leg! I can't move!"
he shouted in pain. Of course, it was a trick. "Let me stay here and rest," Dante told the pirates.
"Don't worry about me. I'll be okay."
The pirates agreed. After they left, Dante followed the map and found a huge treasure chest hidden under some rocks in a cave. The chest was full of gold, silver, and diamonds. Dante took some gold and hid the rest of the treasure. Dante was rich now. He paid a fisherman to take him off the island, but since he couldn't return home, he decided to travel. He changed his name and called himself the Count of Monte Cristo. The Count was very rich, and he could use guns and swords with great skill. He was a good man, and people loved him. 10 years later. One day, the Count heard that Albert, the son of Fernand and Mercedes, had been taken by pirates. He went to rescue Albert. The pirates saw that the Count was really the sailor that they had left on the island years ago, and they let Albert go.
"You saved my life. Thank you," said Albert. "Please come to Paris to meet my parents. I know they would want to say thank you too.
Albert didn't know that the Count had once been in love with his mother, Mercedes. Dante went to Paris. He hadn't seen Mercedes for 15 years, but he had thought about her every day. As soon as Mercedes saw the Count, she knew who he really was. She went to Dante and whispered,
"Edmond, I know it's you. Thank you for saving my son."
After helping Mercedes and her family, the Count felt happy again. He left Paris, knowing that life would be better now. He fell in love with a young princess named Heidi. They got married, and they spent the rest of their lives sailing around the world, using their great fortune to help people.